So, big news. You're being promoted to regional sales manager.
That's great to hear, Alan. Thank you.
Dr. Corporate, approve memos.
40 million songs, one for every moment. Amazon Music Unlimited. Start your 30-day free trial today. Automatically renews monthly or annually. Cancel any time.
Wednesday, December 13th, 2017, you are listening to the Daily Dose Sports Podcast, and I am your host, Clint Daly, coming to you from the Mile High City, Denver, Colorado. You know, we get together every weekday, and we talk sports, and we are happy to have you with us here today. Happy Wednesday to you. You know, we have made it to hump day, people. The toughest part is over. At least that is the lie that we tell ourselves. The lie I like to tell myself. Like, the next 3 days are going to be filled with rainbows and models feeding us grapes. But you know what I mean. Happy Wednesday to you. Hey, if you would like to contact us, we would love to hear from you. Maybe you need some advice. Maybe you have a suggestion. We'd love to hear what that might be. Hit us up on email, dailydosesports@gmail.com, or head over to Facebook or Twitter. And you can find us over there as well. Interact with us over there. Both of those handles are at Daily Dose Sports. You know, we are going to go a little bit off script today, and we're going to hang out a little bit with longtime friend of the show, Larry from Centennial. We need to discuss a few things in the NFL. How is he coping with the struggles of the Denver Broncos? Is he dealing with the grief by drinking heavily? Is he stalking John Elway and spray painting Fire Vance Joseph on the doors of his mansion? We also need to talk a little about our picks from the NFL preview show that we did way back in like August. And we may have to do a Daily Dose Hump Day power ranking. We've got a lot to try to jam into 30 minutes. And we are going to get to all of that right after this.
Say mama. Alexa, play the Ting Tings.
That's not my name.
40 million songs, one for every moment. Amazon Music Unlimited. Start your 30-day free trial today. Automatically renews monthly or annually. Cancel any time.
Joining us right now on The Daily Dose, we have our friend Larry joining us. You know, it's been a little bit since you've been on The Daily Dose. Thank you for hanging out. We appreciate you being here.
Well, thanks, Clint, for having me. Big changes on the Daily Dose. So when invited, couldn't resist the opportunity to come on for the Daily Dose.
Yeah, you know, we do the Daily Show now, so we don't have nearly as much time to goof off as we always have before.
No, we're going to have to tighten things up a little bit here.
We're tightening things up. We're trying to get actually into the thing. You know, we did our NFL preview back in, I think it was like August, maybe.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And I want to discuss those in a minute. Some
Do
of the
we
things
have to?
We got. Yeah. Some of the things we got right, some of the things we got wrong.
Right.
I went through them today. I went through those. We got more right than people are going to remember. I know they're going to pick out the big ones we got wrong.
Sure. Yeah.
We got a lot of things right.
That's okay. It's kind of like my normal daily life.
Exactly.
I get about 50-50, right?
Exactly. Before we get there, it's been a rough season for our Denver Broncos.
Oh, it sure has.
I have actually heard from a few listeners that have said specifically, is Larry okay?
Well, yes, I'm
okay. You're
doing okay? Yeah, I'm not having as much fun. You know, it's definitely puts a damper on the season. You know, we're so spoiled. We're so used to winning games.
Yeah.
We're, you know, and at the very least, home games, you know. So, but, you know, you can't have it all. You're bound to go through a couple of these, you know, here and there.
Yep.
So the whole family went to the Jets game. You know,
okay.
I didn't know what to expect.
No, you have no idea what to
expect.
But,
you know, it's Colorado. The weather was warm. We got a win. So, you know, not everything is terrible.
Are you booing the home team at all? Is there any booing going on
there
from
was
your
no,
section?
Last week, the Jets game,
no.
There was no booing.
There was no reason to boo in that game.
But, yeah, there's been some boos. And deserved.
This
team and the product that has been put on the field for a few of those games has not lived up to standards.
No.
Not even close,
no.
By the way. When you look at how they've lost a few of those games, it just, it makes you wonder, and I think you've heard and everybody's heard, you know, what are the problems? I don't know that anybody really knows how the depth of the problems may be. You know, every team's got them.
Sure.
We certainly have them. We weren't able to fix a couple of the glaring problems that it looks like we're having again this year.
Yep.
So, yeah, there's been some booze. Yeah.
Here's the question for you.
Sure.
Who's to blame for this whole mess?
Well, you got to go to the top. You got to. Elway's the guy, and he's picked the coaching staff, and he's picked the players.
Yep.
So I don't know how you get around not saying that ultimately he's responsible, and he is. And I know he relies on scouts. He doesn't. You know, I think everybody in Denver thinks that he's, you know, the guy deciding all the level of talent. Well, no, he's got a bunch of people working for him to do that, and but you know. Ultimately, he's a guy.
How do you fix it? Is it just because I look at that team and there's it? I know everybody wants to just say, well, just get a quarterback and it's all better. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
There's a lot of problems there. Yeah. How do we get this thing turned around? How are they going to fix this thing?
Yeah, I even think the opposite. I don't even think you care about your quarterback until you have a couple of the other things fixed.
That's
I think
a great
you
point.
Have to get an offensive line.
Yes.
Because, you know, you can look around the league.
Yep.
Quarterbacks can be serviceable, not the great ones. You can have a serviceable quarterback,
yes.
And you can have success as a team if you can do the if you can run, if you can protect.
Yep.
And so, yeah, I mean, if the checkbook's wide open, sure, go out and get Kirk Cousins if you, you know, if it's going to cost you a bunch, but, you know, what else are you going to spend your money on? But you got to start drafting better talent on the line positions. You just have to.
Yeah, and you look at the draft picks they've made, especially on the offensive side of the ball, he's missed on so many offensive players. I don't know why that is.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's because he was such a talented player that he looks at these guys and says, I'm just going to go on physical characteristics because, of course, they want to win as bad as I always did.
Right.
Well, they don't.
Well, and that's a great point because I spent some time talking to my son last night about the fact that, you know, Elway, throughout the first, I don't know, 75% of his career, didn't have a lot of offensive talent around him.
No.
And so maybe he thinks that, you know, if he just gets the right quarterback, it
he'll
makes everything better. I don't think that's the case. And and you don't see that type of quarterback coming through the system.
No.
And if you do, and I know we'll talk about Carson Wentz, you know, a little bit later probably, but then even if you do have him, guys get hurt.
Yes.
And so then you don't have him.
Right.
And then what do you got?
Well, and you look at guys like, say, an Elway, and maybe Wentz is that kind of guy. How often do those guys come around? So if we're basing everything on getting that kind of guy, we're kind of kidding ourselves.
Right. Rarely. They rarely come around. And so you just have to be really, really good at every other position and almost kind of luck into the quarterback of that caliber when they do come around.
Okay. Here's another question for you. Are you wanting the Broncos to win games? I mean, they play tomorrow night.
Yeah.
They've got Indy.
Right.
They may win that game. Kind of am at that point. I don't want them to win.
Right.
And it goes against every fiber of my being.
Yeah.
To say I don't want them to win, but right. I also know that's what's best for business. Then again, I also know they're going to screw up that pick anyway.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's the draft is, you know, can be tricky. I think you go out and you try. I think you go out and you put players on the field, and those players do as much as they can to possibly win. We've already taken players out of the mix, right? Wolf's on IR.
Yep.
Pecco didn't play last game.
No, Leary's now on IR.
And Leary's on IR.
Yep,
so I think that's smart. I don't think there's anything wrong where you have, you know, some of your top players and you sit them.
I
think that's fine because
find out what you have.
Right.
You know, my biggest problem with the New York Giants benching Eli Manning wasn't that they benched Eli Manning. It's they benched him for a guy they already know who he is. Bench him for the rookie and let's see if that guy has something.
I totally agree with you.
Then you find something out.
Right.
Put those guys Geno Smith's not good. What? Big surprise. Nobody knew that, did they?
Well, and you know, you put those guys out there to see if they can do something in an actual game situation where it matters, and you will be able to see what they have,
sure,
as opposed to one of these preseason games that are completely ridiculous.
Right, because these are at least competitive games.
Right.
So you can learn something from some of these young players.
Yeah. And we need to. I think that we do have enough players on that team that will go out and compete really, really hard for a job. And now, I'm not saying put Isaiah McKenzie back out on the field.
You don't want him returning punts anymore?
Because I think we saw what he could do.
Again, we've kind of learned things. Let's try him maybe next preseason right. when it doesn't matter.
Right, exactly. Yes.
Were you cheering for them against the Jets? What got into them in the Jets game?
I don't know. They started out strong, and
so bizarre.
It's just crazy how some things work. It's that game. You know, that's the game that they should have been having all along.
Right.
Now, we didn't put up 50 on the Jets.
No.
You know,
no.
But we did shut them out.
Yes.
And we scored when we needed to make the game really unattainable. You know, it wasn't really, didn't feel competitive. But those are the games that, you know, when you look at the Giants, we should have had.
Well, that's the thing. When I talked about the game on Monday, I was like, I know it's just the Jets. It was also just the Giants. Right. It was also just the Raiders.
Right.
It was also just
exactly.
the Dolphins.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I guess we'll see what happens tomorrow night when they go out and play Indy. I'm really torn on how to cheer for that game.
Right. And Indy's a little bit of a Jekyll and Hyde, too. I mean,
yeah,
they're
not very good.
The Hyde than they are
yes,
Jekyll.
Yes,
but
they are.
But if you know, the season up to now is a sign of anything, we could go out there and not play very well.
Sure.
You might be right about losing that game for draft pick.
Okay. Back in August, you and I did our annual NFL preview.
Yes, we did.
That we always get together and do.
Right.
We took a look at each division. We made some picks. Looking back now, what I wanted to do today is we're going to play a little game of sorry, not sorry. So we can say, I'm sorry, I totally missed this, or I'm not sorry, I totally nailed this to a team or a player or a fan base or whatever. So I'll give you a couple examples, okay?
Okay.
So prior to the season, we both said, despite everyone saying the New England Patriots could possibly go undefeated, we said they were beatable. I'm not sorry one bit for that. I still think they're the favorite in the AFC, but they're very beatable. We saw that again Monday night. I'm not sorry at all to the Patriots.
No, not sorry. Never will be sorry for that. I think we actually called it.
Yes.
And, you know, the Dolphins showed us that they're very beatable. And I guess we'll find out who has the upper hand in the AFC West this weekend. So not sorry.
No, not sorry at all. Do you have any? Can you think of anybody off the top of your head that you are sorry to?
Well, I'm sorry for the AFC West.
Yeah,
I don't know. I talked to a few people who say they saw it coming, but overall with the AFC West, we were not the strongest division. Clearly,
no.
I think we both said that we would be.
We would be right there. Yeah.
Yeah, and so I would apologize not for just the Broncos, but for the AFC West as a whole.
Well, see, that's the thing, because I look at the AFC West and I say, okay, Denver is bad in the AFC West. Hey, they're only like three games out of first.
They were in it until like a week ago.
So
right?
I'm not feeling that bad. The AFC, the rest of the AFC West is just as bad.
Pretty
bad.
The
Chiefs had a, 5-0 start?
Yeah.
And are just stumbling and falling all over themselves.
Can't get out of their own way.
Raiders, I've heard Raider fan saying, let's just tank the season. This season's over.
Yeah. Well, they're used to saying that.
Well,
so,
sure. They've been saying it since the Reagan administration. And the Chargers might be the team.
Look like the best team. And we thought they were, well, at least I thought they were going to be the worst. So they've looked like the best team overall over the past few weekends.
Yeah, they have. You know, I picked the New York Jets to go 1-15. Now, after getting shut out by Denver on Sunday, that doesn't look too bad. But they've won 5 games, so I will say I'm sorry to the New York Jets, sort of. Like, kind of. I kind of missed on that. I don't know if I fully blew that one, but I kind of missed on that one.
Not sorry. Not sorry.
Not sorry. You know who I'm not sorry to? I'm not sorry to the Green Bay Packers. I mean, I guess I kind of feel bad for them. We picked them to win the NFC North. I think
right.
we both did.
Yeah.
But with the loss of Aaron Rodgers, that changed everything for that team.
Right.
So I'm not, like, sorry because I can't possibly see that crystal ball. They would be a completely different team if Aaron Rodgers is still playing.
And I'm not sorry because they've seen Rodgers get hurt before.
Yeah.
And they don't have an answer.
No.
Hundley is not the answer as a backup quarterback. And I get the fact that when your top guy goes out, you know, the conventional thinking is you don't have a shot. But I think that would be different had the Packers had a legitimate backup quarterback who could do something. I think they're still a pretty good team. So I'm not sorry for that. I think they've kind of shot themselves in the foot on that one.
You know, I'm hearing, and I understand it, I'm hearing they're saying that Rodgers starting to practice. He's starting to throw a little bit. He's starting to move around a little bit. I'm hearing there's a chance he could come back before the playoffs get going for maybe the last three games, something like that.
Yep.
But I'm looking at that schedule, and I'm seeing like Minnesota, and I'm seeing like Carolina. You can come back if you want to.
Right.
You might go right back out.
Well, you might.
The defense is there.
Yeah. I mean, Bones, I guess, you know, I'm no doctor. But
what?
Yeah. I believe it or not.
That seems odd to me. I think this is the first I've heard of this. I've been bringing you on here.
Yeah. You know, sorry to tell you.
Yeah.
But Bones heal, and then they don't heal more, right?
No, you're right.
So if it's healed and he's ready to play, you know?
Yeah, it's not going to heal
back out there
a lot more.
Right. And then I don't know that they have much choice, right? I think they need him out there.
Well, they're not going to make it without him.
Right.
I mean, they got the win the other day against the Browns. Nice job. Don't know why you were down 21-7.
Comeback of the year.
Good job. Brett Hundley is good enough to beat the Cleveland Browns. Right. So, nice job on that.
Right, right.
Yeah, other than that, it might be in some trouble.
Nah.
You know who I am sorry to? I am sorry to the Jacksonville Jaguars. I picked them to go 3-13. They are now 9-4. They are in first place in the AFC South. But, to be fair, Blake Bortles plays like a 3-13 quarterback, so I'm still sort of right. Like, I'm still a little bit right, but I'm sort of sorry. Who saw Jacksonville coming?
Well, I guess they did.
They did now.
Yeah, I didn't. And I'm not going to say I'm sorry because I don't know what it's built on.
It's built on a really good defense.
It is built on a really good defense. Yes.
That's about all.
Exactly. You know, my pick was the Titans.
Yeah.
So
I can't figure the Titans out.
Yeah, I can't either.
They have definitely regressed this year. But when Mariota is never healthy, it's so hard to get in. Because when he's there, they're a legitimate, at least contender in the AFC.
Right.
If he's not there, they go from a little above average to way below
average. Yeah. And he's just going to have to learn. I think that, you know, either he does learn to protect himself a little more and take care of himself, or you're right. It's then the experiment is over, I think. Now, I think he will learn, but
I hope so.
Obviously not enough. Because I think he is a pretty good talent, and I think their team as a whole, if he was healthy and everything was clicking for him, would they'd be up there. But this isn't going to be their year, I don't think, especially with the way Jacksonville has kind of caught some lightning in a bottle.
The funny thing about Jacksonville, I was watching that game a little bit with Seattle, and their offensive line was kind of pushing around a pretty solid Seattle defensive line. If they had a quarterback, Jacksonville is a legit threat to win it all.
Yeah.
I think at some point we are going to see Blake Bortles be Blake Bortles.
Yeah.
And they'll look at that situation and say, what could have been?
Right.
Because that team around him is pretty good.
Yeah. The confidence that defense must give their offense is just unreal because, you know, they're not playing like they used to play. And to your point, that Seattle game, they were in control. Now Seattle's lost some injury, and that does take a toll. But you're just not used to seeing Seattle get manhandled like that.
No, not up front like that. Nope. They've always been pretty stout up front. I mean, their offensive line's horrible, but
right.
A lot like watching Denver's. But you know, you mentioned the AFC West. I'm not sorry to anyone in the AFC West because they're all sorry enough. I am sorry to the Los Angeles Rams. I picked the Rams to go 6-10. I thought they'd improve. I didn't think it would be this big of a jump for the Rams.
Yeah.
They're pretty good.
They were one of those, I think, that you could see it. You could see it coming.
Yeah.
But maybe not this quick.
No.
I think we both kind of agreed that that maybe this year wasn't their year.
Right.
But they've proved. And Goff has made that leap. You know,
he's really good.
And he's using guys that you never heard of on offense.
Right.
Besides Gurley, I guess.
Besides Gurley, yeah.
But sure, they're going to be somebody to reckon with. They're going to be a good team.
Yeah, I think they are. I'm also sorry, and I'll just throw this out there. This is the last one I have. I don't know if you have any more. I've got the one more.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
I'm sorry to the Cleveland Browns. I picked them to go 3-13. And I'm sorry I got their hopes up. Hey, coming back, we will have our Hump Day Daily Dose Power Rankings, and Larry is going to help us out with those. Prior to the Carson Wentz injury, I had the Philadelphia Eagles as probably the top team in the NFL. Who are the top NFL teams now? We will discuss that when we get back.
Every bit of Christmas is living well. Sainsbury's, live well for less.
Just a quick reminder, make sure that you do any of that last minute holiday shopping you need to do over at lootcrate.com/dailydose. They have all the latest pop culture collectibles featuring your favorite TV shows, movies, and video games. December's Loot Crate theme is called Explore, and it features items from Guardians of the Galaxy, Star Wars, and Destiny. And if you head over to the website, they have so much more than just that. They've got all kinds of items that you are going to want to check out. The best part about ordering from Loot Crate, when you check out, just make sure that you put Daily Dose in the coupon box, DALYDOSE. You will get 10% off of your order. Now, we have got to get to our Daily Dose Hump Day Power Rankings. It's a new segment on the show where we rank something, anything, but we do a current ranking. So this week on our Daily Dose Hump Day Power Rankings, now that Carson Wentz is out, I don't know about you, I had the Philadelphia Eagles as probably the top-ranked team in the NFL. They just look, on both sides of the ball, they look like they were the best team in the NFL.
Yep, I agree. And I still think that way. Until they lose a couple games, I think they're the best football team.
Yeah.
And I may be proven wrong, but because he is such a good quarterback, and it's such a shame that they came down with that injury. But at the same time, they've taken teams apart, and I still have them ranked top team in the league.
Okay, so let's go through these. We'll just name, I don't know, four or five teams each and kind of see where we have them. If you're going to pick the best team in the NFL right now, is that your pick? Is that Philly?
That'll be Philly.
Okay. I want to see them without him. I think they will look different. If I had to go number one right now, and this might change, I think I would go with the Minnesota Vikings. I want to see what Case Keenum does in pressure. He's looking really, really good right now, but it's not quite the same as the postseason is going to be. But I love their defense. I love how tough they play defensively. I think they can, when we talked about earlier, if you surround a decent quarterback with enough talent, they can be very, very good. And I think that's a little bit what Minnesota has done.
Yeah, they've got weapons too. And they've recovered from that rookie running back going down. And they've really recovered well. They've found other players. I have Minnesota in my top five for sure. I'd rank them second best, but I can't disagree with anything that you're saying. They've got a great team, great defense, great home field advantage.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely have them up there.
So you've got Philly at one. You've got Minnesota at two. I've got Minnesota at one. I'm going to give you my number two team.
Okay.
And I'm assuming that you have them somewhere on there. I don't know that they are deserving of this ranking. I'm going to put them there because in the AFC, I think Bill Belichick can outcoach everyone else. I don't think they're that good, but the New England Patriots, they have flaws in their game. I think they can figure out everyone else on the AFC side, so I'll put them at two. I'm probably just going AFC, NFC, and that's my own fault for doing that. But I would put the Patriots up there, I guess, in my top five.
Yeah. When you got Tom Brady and you got Bill Belichick, there's not much you can argue with there. They have been known to be able to game plan and beat teams when they just shouldn't be able to. Looking back on the Brady suspension, and they came out of that so well.
Yep.
Belichick can almost do what no other coach can do when it comes down to it.
Yeah, he's so good week to week at making those adjustments, accentuating what they do well, showing what you don't do well, and really attacking those weaknesses. He's very good at that. One thing we saw on Monday night, we saw that their wide receivers are not that good. If they press them, and I know they didn't have Gronkowski, and I understand that. That is a huge difference. But if they press them and they're getting pressure on Brady, we saw Brandon Cooks couldn't get open.
No, he couldn't get open. Brady seemed to either overthrow or be off target.
Under pressure a lot.
I'm not sure what that was about. Yeah, I guess chalk it up to being under pressure. But yeah, they are hurting in the wide receiver category.
Well, they're talking about going out and signing Kenny Britt right now.
Yeah, that's scraping the bottom of the
barrel. That is scraping the bottom. Not only is he not a great player right now, I don't know how good of a person he is right now either. I guess you can do it if you want to, but good luck with that. If I had told you, let's say, Larry, you are from another planet. You've never seen football before, okay?
Okay.
You know nothing about football. And we go to the Miami-New England game on Monday night, and I say one of these quarterbacks has won 5 Super Bowls, and the other is kind of like a blowhard. Like, he never really does anything.
Was retired earlier
right. It
this
looks
year,
like
right?
maybe he should have retired again. Which would you have picked?
What a game.
That really is bizarre.
Such a very
Cutler
bizarre.
Out-dueled Tom Brady.
Yeah. But, you know, that's Cutler's MO, right? He has these games.
He's capable.
And then he has, you know, like six games off.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he looked really good last night, and he made his receivers look good too. That Cutler is
he's Cutler,
but they're not in my top five.
They're not. Is he the greatest quarterback of all time? Would you say
he was last night?
He was. Yeah, he was. Yeah. Okay, who's the next team? Who's another team you've got in your list?
So this is going to surprise you, I think.
Okay,
I'm going to go my number three team with New Orleans Saints.
Okay, I like that pick.
Yeah.
I could understand that.
And probably a little bit, you know, off the wall, but Breeze is playing good.
Really good.
And, you know, their defense seems to be coming up with plays.
They're very opportunistic.
They are.
We'll see how good they are, but they come up with plays, like you said.
Yep. And I, you know, just like the way the offense is clicking for New Orleans, they're just kind of putting it all together.
They can run the football.
Yeah.
It changes that team completely because they can keep that defense off the field.
Right.
Let them come in and just make a play here or there. When you get a run play action with a guy like Drew Brees, are you kidding me? Like, it's unfair.
They
need to get healthy.
Yeah.
Is the biggest issue with the Saints, or I think I would have them a little bit higher because if they were healthy, and if Kamara, I know he had the concussion, we'll see how that all shakes out, but I could understand putting the Saints there.
Yep.
I am not sold on my number three team I have here because I'm not completely sold on the guy under center. But the Carolina Panthers, I love their defense. Okay. Very, very good defense. We'll see about their offense. We'll see I don't like the receivers. Their running game is inconsistent. But Cam Newton, you can get good Cam or you can get bad Cam. Right. We never know what we're going to get.
Right. He can make up for a lot of problems.
Yes, he can.
And I think that was on display last weekend. You know, I didn't watch all the game, but I watched a little bit of it. And, man, he can do things that no other, you know, quarterback can do. And if he does those at the right time, then that makes, you know, that team a little more special.
Sure.
And their defense is, you know, pretty darn good.
Yeah, they are.
Can't argue with that. So I wouldn't argue. I didn't have them in my top 10 or top 5 right now, but can certainly see how they could be.
Who's the next team on your list?
I'm going with the Rams.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty NFC heavy, but I've got the Rams at number 4 for me. Just the way Goff is coming into his own. You know, the defense is super solid.
Yeah.
They've got a very good running game and a good quarterback.
Yep.
They're my pick. Every time I turn around, Rams look like they're dominating games.
Yeah, and I've got the Rams at 5, so they're right in that same vicinity. Todd Gurley is a load, and I don't know that they're giving him as many carries as they could because Goff is playing so well. In the postseason, we may see him get fed even a little bit more, and that could be even tougher on opposing teams.
Yeah, and what a, you know, I guess not really a luxury, but that's a good way to go about your business, right? If you don't have to wear him out during the season, but use him to take a, you know, distract the defense a little bit from the quarterback, that's a good problem to have.
Yes, it is. My number 4 team, I don't know about this one. I'm going with Pittsburgh. So talented. They are so loaded with talent. The loss of Ryan Shazier is huge.
Yeah.
I think that could bite them. I don't like the way they play on the road. They always play to the level of competition, but they're so talented. You just look at them and say, how can they not be in the hunt here?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you. They're my number 5 pick.
Okay.
So looking ahead, I agree. Like, you know, you watch Bell run.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's so good.
Oh my goodness, what you wouldn't give to have a guy like that on your right. team. And they are Brown. Solid. They've done a very good job of drafting and developing players. They do have some weaknesses, you know, overall, you know, you don't want to face those guys. Any team's going to have a problem getting a win from Pittsburgh.
Well, and it's going to be interesting this weekend
because
we've got Pittsburgh and New England.
That's right.
And that is not a playoff game, but it kind of is,
because like
whoever wins it might get home field.
It's going to feel like
it. So it's going to be a big one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Should be a really, really fun weekend. Hey, I have to say thank you for stopping by.
Yeah.
It's been a little while. Coming in on the new format, it's a little bit quicker. We get in, we get out, we don't waste a lot of time, but thanks for stopping by the Daily Dose again.
Clint, thank you, and my pleasure, of course. I love the new format, really glad things are working out, and happy to come back anytime.
We will be sure to have you back soon. Hey, tomorrow on the Dose, we just might look at a little bit of college hoops, and we will have our Daily Dose overreactions of the week. Hey, if you haven't joined our Daily Dose group on ESPN.com to pick the college football bowl games, what in the world are you waiting for? It's free. Just go to the Capital One Bowl Mania link on the main page and click on Find Groups. Search Daily Dose. You will find us there. Join our group. You know, Larry, you could win a trip to next year's national championship game, and there's a chance to win $1 million. What in the world are you doing? Get over there and enter this thing.
I got to get on that.
You could also, more importantly, get bragging rights here on the Daily Dose. And that is what it is all about. We'll be talking about some of those better picks. Hey, have to say thank you to all of you for listening. Thank you for sharing the show. Have to say thank you to JSP. Could not do any of this without you. I will see you all tomorrow. Have a wonderful Wednesday.
So, big news. You're being promoted to regional sales manager.
That's great to hear, Alan. Thank you.
Dr. Corporate, approve memos.
40 million songs, one for every moment. Amazon Music Unlimited. Start your 30-day free trial today. Automatically renews monthly or annually. Cancel anytime.